On Capitol Hill, the president's fellow Democrats are deeply divided over the expected troop buildup. In fact, support for the new Afghan strategy is far stronger among Republican lawmakers. That could leave the president counting on some of them to approve extra funding for the war. NPR's David Wellna has our story.
Even before President Obama has unveiled his new Afghanistan plan, some congressional Democrats are calling it a big mistake. At a news conference this afternoon here at the Capitol, Massachusetts House Democrat Jim McGovern said the president alone should not be calling the shots on Afghanistan.
I would urge that before a single additional troop is sent, that Congress have a chance to fully debate his proposal and have an up or down vote. This is a big deal. This is a major escalation, and Congress has a major role to play.
Alongside McGovern stood Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russ Feingold. He, too, opposes sending more troops to Afghanistan.
I was just in our Democratic conference lunch, and I spoke out on this. And I won't say who said what, but the number of people who joined me in expressing these very concerns was significant. Many members of my caucus, and I believe members of the Republican caucus, perhaps from different philosophical perspectives, will come to the same conclusion that this is a mistake to move in the direction of this huge troop buildup.
Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pointed to what she called serious unrest among House Democrats over the war. Today, she was backed up on that by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
There isn't any doubt that the Speaker is correct in terms that there is great reservations within our caucus about escalating our effort.
Even some of President Obama's closest allies in Congress are unwilling to pledge support. Senator Bob Casey is a Democrat from Pennsylvania.
We've got to be thoughtful. And just as the president engaged in a multi-week review, I think the Congress needs to do the same as well.
And could this divide the Democrats, this issue?
Potentially, it could, but we have to get it right. And if that means there's a division, there's a division.
The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, says he already sees a big split in his party over Afghanistan.
There's no question there's divided thinking. I mean, when the Iraq invasion came up, I was in the minority in my caucus of 23 who voted against it. So I would expect there will be some on the Democratic side in the House and Senate who will oppose any troop increase.
And do you think that the president is going to have to rely on at least some Republicans?
Yes. Yes, I think he will.
But the president likely will rely even more on Democrats to approve more war funding. One of them is Senator John Tester of Montana.
I don't want to see additional troops be put in harm's way, but if it's necessary to get the conflict over with quicker, then I can support it.
And so would California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee.
You have to win. You have to have a strategy to win. And I think General McChrystal has presented a strategy to win, and we'll see how the president views it.
California's other Democratic Senator, Barbara Boxer, is far more skeptical. She says she's heartened by reports the president will outline an exit strategy tonight.
I think the exit strategy is very important, and I'm very glad that there is an exit strategy. But on the question of troops, additional troops, I just don't see how the numbers add up to send another 30,000 troops in there.
Many Democrats also question spending more on an enormously costly war that's opposed by many Americans at a time of high unemployment and record deficits. But a chance to vote on additional war funding likely won't happen until next spring. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.